bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger, as always. It's the 23rd of August, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Chromebooks, those nice little cheap machines that are, you know, fun to hack, put other stuff on. You know, we've all been there. Well, I guess Google kind of wants us to use them what they're intended for, which is why they've introduced the Chrome Enterprise Subscription. Yes, the new Chrome Enterprise Bundle provides enterprises with a set of services that'll help bring Chromebooks on par, say, with like those Windows machines. Man, it's only going to cost $50 per year. What Chrome Enterprise will do is it'll give IT administrators a cloud-based management portal for handling a fleet of Chromebooks. Also, you'll have support for virtualized desktop applications, theft prevention, and a whole bunch of other stuff Google's promising. Now, as I said, the service will cost $50 per year, although Google didn't say whether it will offer, say, large enterprises a discount when you give big old massive order. Regardless, it looks like Chromebook's trying to be competitive with the big boys. Over to the U.S. of A. and our Verizon customers. How you liking that unlimited data? Oh, you're going to hate this. Now, to get you caught up, back in July, Verizon customers said that the quality of video streams ain't looking this good. It should be a lot clearer than this. Well, yeah, they were right. Now, Verizon said at that time, they said, no, we're just testing some stuff out, don't worry. Well, you can worry now. That's because Verizon will officially begin limiting the quality of video on its unlimited plan starting today. A whole lot of warning, didn't you? Not only that, Verizon's got a few other surprises for you, too. They'll be making some adjustments to its unlimited plans for new and current customers. Verizon's single unlimited line plan, which will be $75, will only allow 480p streaming on phones and 720 on tablets. Now, if you want to spend a little bit more and go beyond unlimited, who knew that you could go beyond unlimited, but apparently it's possible. That'll be $85 a month, and that will allow you to stream 720p and 1080 on tablets. So yeah, to sum it up, they are throttling video. All right, moving on. News for gamers. Hey, you thought I was going to go to hackers, did you? No, this is for gamers. Yeah. Let's face it, sometimes it's your infrastructure that can really let your gaming down, can't it? But Linksys is hoping to fix that as long as you got deep pockets. They're doing this by offering a router that prioritizes gaming. Now, yes, they kind of actually announced this little thing, the WRT32X, back in January. It's taking forever to ship, but finally now it is. All for the lovely price of $299.99. Just make it $300. Thanks for saving me that one penny. Now, the router will support 802.11ac Wi-Fi, has 5 Ethernet ports on it, which I'm sure most gamers, you're definitely right, I want to be connected via wire. 4 dual-band antennas, so yeah, it looks like a drone. And it also works, they're saying, with OpenWRT. Now, as far as how it gives all this priority to gaming, we don't really know. I guess it's all underneath the hood. But for $300, it should give priority to something. And finally, it must be fun to be a researcher at Clemson University, because it seems the researchers over there, they want astronauts poop. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Why? Well, because they want to study astronauts' biological waste to, you know, help them on, say, longer missions, say, to Mars. As they put it, they want to focus on taking biological waste and turn it into something for good use. In fact, right now, the research team is using a waste to fuel a certain type of yeast that requires nitrogen and carbon to grow. And apparently, those yeast strands can produce useful chemicals like omega-3 fatty acids. Yeah, that's good for the old brain up there. And apparently, they're trying to do other stuff with it. Their ultimate goal is having a biological system that astronauts can awaken from a dormant state to start producing what they need. Hey, sounds cool. As far as an astronaut's point of view, you gotta get over that hump of thinking, yeah, am I drinking my pee and eating my poop? Yeah, that would be the hardest part. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our official website is BritishTechNetwork.com for our podcasts are over there. Blog section and review section over there, too. You can also find us on all those social media spaces now. We're now on Instagram. You can find us at British Tech Network, British Tech on Twitter, Kyle Swagger for me on Twitter if you really want to follow me. And, of course, where we really want you to be is hanging out with us over at our Slack room. You can do that at BritishTech.com. Slack.com. Come on over and join the BTN community. The new show will be back on Friday. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful hump day. Think about those people over there studying astronauts poop and thinking, yeah, it ain't such a bad day, is it? Oh, and thank you very much, as always, for listening. And our happy spot where we love all the BTL.
One moment. I have a phone call.